guidebook for us. It's like that picture on the front of the puzzle. But we've got to be able to know how to read the Bible. We've got to read it for ourselves, you know, not just the parts that we like, you know, and then ignore all the other bits. But, you know, we've got to let God's word be in our lives every day, not just on Sundays, you know, but all the time. Young people often find it hard to get to grips with the Bible. There was some research done recently amongst people aged 14 to 16 in schools, and 68% of them didn't attend church, and they said that they thought the Bible was out of date and irrelevant. Okay? But part of the reason for that is that, you know, they don't understand that the Bible is actually like the lid, you know, on the jigsaw. They see that it's full of different bits and they get a bit confused. And it's a bit like when we start a jigsaw, you know, we think, how do we start? How do we start? It looks as though there's no sense in it when we start a jigsaw. We looked at that picture, you know, when it's all jumbled up, all the pieces jumbled up. But actually, you know, it's not like buying a book in a bookshop. When we buy a book in a bookshop, you normally buy a book that's got a particular theme. I like detective stories. Other people might like history stories. Or you might like to, you know, read DIY books or whatever. You buy a book according to a particular theme. But the Bible is made up of 66 books. Yeah? They're written by lots of different people. They're written, you know, there's all kinds of different things here. There's history books, there's poetry, there's prophecy, you know, there's the Gospels, there's letters. You know, there's all kinds of different styles. And so a lot of people think, well, where do I start? You know, where do each of these pieces fit together? But as we, you know, look further into the Bible, there you can see that they've grouped the books together and they've put them into different colours. I know Dave won't find that very easy, but, you know, we've got certain books, the history books grouped together in one colour and so on, and the poetry books in another. And that's a bit like having a jigsaw that's got just one colour in it. I think the next picture's got all blue pieces or something like that. You know, the different categories in the Bible, it's like putting them together and having just one piece, one colour that you can fit together. But when we do a jigsaw puzzle, there are certain pieces that most people start with. If you do a jigsaw, which pieces do you start with first? The edges, the corners, yeah. That's because they form a framework, isn't it? This one, you can see they've done nearly all the edges and the corners. So it's a good idea, we say often, when we're starting with the Bible, to start with the Gospels, because that talks about Jesus. It talks about his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. Jesus is really at the heart of the bigger picture of life. Paul tells the Colossians that he's before all things, and in him all things hold together. And the Message version of Colossians 1 says, "We look at this Son and we see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence. He holds it all together right up to this moment. He was supreme in the beginning, and leading the resurrection parade is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there, towering far above everything and everyone. Wherever we start, we'll find that Jesus is the thread that holds all the Bible together. And if we're going to find God's bigger picture for life, where we fit into that picture, we won't get very far unless we look at Jesus." And when you carry on with a jigsaw, when you've done the edges and corners, there are still some pieces that are easier to fit than others. And they're usually the pieces that have got more than one colour in them, or they've got some distinguishing feature which makes it easy to see where they go. So this is a jigsaw of some fish, and the fish have got different colours in them. The fish bits would obviously be easier to find and to do than just all those blue bits of the sea, wouldn't they? And in some ways, you know, some of the books in the Bible seem easier to us when we're reading them, don't they? You know, some of the historical stories in the Old Testament, you know, they're about people, we understand what they're talking about. Stories about Noah and Abraham and Joseph and Moses and Ruth and David, all those people. You know, we can read those and it's quite easy to understand them. Sometimes we don't like the lists that are in the history books, you know, family trees we might find boring. Or we get a bit bogged down sometimes when we're reading through all the laws in Leviticus or things like that, because they seem repetitive or they've got all these long names that we can't pronounce and we think, don't want to read about that. But the fact remains, if we're going to have a jigsaw that's finished, we need every single piece, don't we? If you're missing just one piece, then your jigsaw's not complete. Some pieces you put in easily, others it takes a lot longer to find where it fits in the right place. And that's what it can be like for us, I think, when we read the Bible and when we're trying to see God's bigger picture. And sometimes we just want to give up. You know, I'm not very good at jigsaws, I don't have a lot of patience, so when it gets to those difficult bits, I usually just put it away in the cupboard and forget about it. But the jigsaw pieces that we've got, that I've given out, you've all got a jigsaw piece that's got a Bible verse on it. And we can see that if we take that sort of approach to reading the Bible, putting the difficult bits away and not really looking at them, we'll never end up with a complete picture. Some of you, I think, have got on one of the jigsaw pieces, 2 Timothy, verse 3:16. Anybody got that one? I'm not saying it's the same colour as on there. Can't remember what colour it is. But that one says, those of you that might have that verse, "For all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness." All scripture. Every bit of it. So there's not one bit of the Bible that we can say isn't useful for us, because it's breathed from God. God's actually given it to us. And he's given it to us to do these things, to teach us, to rebuke us, that means sometimes, you know, to correct us, to tell us off when we're going wrong, and to train us in righteousness, to train us how to live for God. And, you know, even the bits that we might find boring or we don't understand, that's necessary. We need every bit of the Bible if we're going to get the bigger picture. Romans 15, verse 4, some of you have got that one. Says, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." Again, every single bit. The Old Testament is just as important to us as the New Testament, because it's written to teach us. We can't just pick and choose which bits of the Bible that we like, that we read. We can't ignore the difficult bits. Sometimes those difficult bits, it's a bit like doing one of those 3D jigsaws. I don't know if any of you have had a go at these. These are really quite difficult, you know, the ones like a globe where it makes it into a sphere and the pieces are harder. Or you do something like a Big Ben, you know, tower there, you know, and it's really hard to get the 3D ones. And sometimes, you know, that's how we feel, isn't it, when we're reading some bits of the Bible and we think, I don't understand this, I don't get it. If we want to be able to make sense of our lives, if we want to make sense of the world that we live in, if we want to understand what God is doing in sometimes situations that to us look really hopeless, we only get the answer as we dig deep into God's word. Some of you have got the verse, I think, from 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. Anybody got that one? Yeah. That one says, "We also thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe." God's word isn't just a human word. Might have used people to write it down, but it's God's word, and it's actually at work doing something in people's lives. Some of you have got the jigsaw piece that's from Hebrews 4, verse 12. That one says that God's word is alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It's a word, we said, that's better than bread. Yeah? We live not just on bread, human bread, but on the bread, the word of God. It's a word that feeds us, that sustains us, that dwells in us. Some of you have got Colossians 3, 16. It creates faith in us, Romans 10 says. And so, whatever we can find in the Bible, it can help us to have hope. That verse we read in Romans 15 says that through the encouragement that Scripture gives us, we've got hope. So I'd like you, you know, when you go, take your jigsaw piece. If you haven't got one, you can get one at the end. Take your jigsaw pieces away with you. Keep looking at those verses so that you might have an appetite and a hunger for God's word, and so that you can live and see that bigger picture of life.